Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I like to eavesdrop on people's conversations, and rarely do I hear people talking about the books they read, which leads me to suspect that the art of reading great books is a vanishing practice. So without sounding smug or superior, let me share with you two books that are worth your time and attention. Now, if you're about to turn me off or tune me out, let me pique your interest by insisting that a great book is almost as valuable as a good friend, and more important than most sporting contests, media events, or electronic devices on which we spend so much time. Why? Because a great book seeks to shape one's life on every level, touching the heart, informing the mind, strengthening our will. A great book inspires us to love truth, live truth, connect with God and others. My first great book is entitled The Universal Christ by Richard Rohr. In this book, Father Rohr paints a big picture of the gospel. Rohr builds a case for Christ who is, well, universal, everywhere, the mysterious divine presence who is, quote, in everyone and everything since the beginning of time. A cosmic notion of the Christ competes with and excludes no one, includes everyone and everything, end quote. The broad arc of divine love expressed in Christ is not intended to exclude, but to include, to open wide the floodgate of divine love and reconciliation. Now, there are some folks who may at first reject the bigness of this gospel because their narrowness leads them to like being privately saved and personally bound for heaven. But Rohr reminds us that we have too often seen Jesus through the modern Western lens, which loves to exalt the individual and neglect the communal nature of the good news. My next book worth talking about is by David Brooks, The Second Mountain. Again, it's a broad-range critique of modern American culture. One of the chief themes is the disintegration of community, especially in the wake of the do-your-own-thing 60s revolution. The Second Mountain documents Brooks' aspiration to climb the first mountain of individual achievement. He worked hard to become a successful journalist and author, but when he got to the top, he found success and personal achievement unsatisfying. He soon descended into a valley of despair. From there, he discovered a second mountain waiting to be climbed, the quest not to find yourself through achieving success, but to lose yourself in service to others. Brooks provides case study after case study of people who are pouring out their lives for others, sometimes at great expense, who in the end are the joyful ones. Both these books provide a clarion call to restore old-fashioned values of personal relationships and community to their proper place. We who live on the North Coast may not have the economic prosperity of most Californians who live further south, but we certainly can make this beautiful region a better place by investing in every form of relationship that builds community. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.